Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships by Mary Elena Nina Semko is an easy-to-read, understandable guide to building happier, healthier relationships of all kinds. Information to help people deal with challenges regarding relationships in a variety of situations. It involves relationships in couples, families, present and divorced, friends, co-workers, and loss of relationships. Mary Elena Nina Semko has been a professional mental health counselor for 21 years, started as a high school counselor in Tucson, Arizona. She enjoyed working with teenagers. Before that, she lived in Texas for several years after returning from Europe, where she lived in Italy, then moved to Germany, where she worked for the federal government managing golf courses. Now living in Texas in private practice as a counselor, Mary Elena Nina Semko, author of Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships, is our guest on This Week in America. Nina, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Such an important topic, and I'm really looking forward to getting into it during the course of the program. Book available at Amazon. I'll give you Nina's website as well as we go through the program. What was the inspiration? You've counseled people for years. What inspired you to write this book, Little Gems?
Well, actually, I started writing because when I moved to Texas, I wasn't able to work right away. So I decided to write down just the ideas and suggestions I'd had for people so that I didn't forget it. And then the more I got into it, the more I thought about the process and started writing about the process and how it works and everything. And then I thought, you know, this might be able to help people. So that's how it started.
It's amazing how this all began, and you are helping people. The book has received a number of five-star reviews, Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships. Mary Elena Nina Semko, our guest, and all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's such a big topic, relationships, and you've taken this and you break it down where it's understandable, it's relatable. What kind of information did you start with when you began this process of putting this book together?
Well, I just started with writing down, jotting down the ideas, the suggestions, the things I had worked with people over the years. And I really, you know, it just became more and more of that. I wrote down like an idea, and then I'd remember, okay, this is a process to get there. The suggestion I would give to people, this is a process to get there. And that's how it started, just over the years, the things I've helped people with and that I have seen have been successful.
When you started this process, did you think it would turn into a published book helping so many people? I mean, you're a counselor to the world now because this book is out there and helping people worldwide. Were you surprised it became a book?
Oh, totally. Totally. I never expected that. I never thought I'm going to write a book. It happened.
Well, and the book's available, again, wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Amazon. That's simple to remember. Nina's website is happyhealthyrelationship.net, and I'll give you that several times throughout the program. You can order the book and get more information there as well, and we'll have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Have these ideas that you've developed in writing the book helped your clients, and maybe vice versa?
Oh, definitely. When I saw clients in the office, I would see the relationships building, see how they were getting better. And I've had many, many clients report to me later how they've been helped by them and how their relationships are better, whether it's couples, families, coworkers, etc. So it seems like they've been very successful for people.
The book is very comprehensive. Talk about the kind of relationship situations you talk about in Little Gems.
Well, there's relationships with couples, relationships in families, relationships in divorced families, you know, or even past relationships in families, things that happened, you know, in childhood, let's say, as an example. There are situations that occur with coworkers, situations that, you know, you run into in the workplace that need to be dealt with. So there's all kinds of relationships in life that we deal with, and they're all a little bit different, but a lot of these ideas can help in any relationship.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. You think of people in your life and you feel like, I have a good relationship. But then as you're talking, I'm thinking relationships change, don't they? Is there such a thing as doing maintenance for your relationship to make sure the relationship is as strong as you think it is or it was 5 years ago?
Right. Well, a lot of times, even just as an example, with couples, you know, when you first get together, everything is wonderful. Everything is so happy. He understands me. She knows exactly where I'm thinking. And then they get married and they start living together and start realizing, whoa, I didn't know you did that. I didn't realize you thought that way. And that's where the understanding starts falling apart. And that's where we start working a lot with learning how to fix the relationship, learning to listen.
You start the book talking about relationship between couples, and I think you just touched on the importance. Is that sort of the core? I mean, if we're not happy at home, we're probably not happy anywhere. Is that sort of the core where this all begins?
Yes. If we're not happy at home in our family, if we're not happy at home as a couple, you know, that can definitely spread into every other aspect of our life.
You deal with families, and we'll get into some of the specific categories as we go through our conversation. Our guest is Mary Elena Nina Semko. The book is Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships. You'll find the book at Amazon. Her website is happyhealthyrelationship.net. And if you go to our website, you can log on and directly to Nina's website and get all of the information. How has this book helped families, do you think?
Well, I think it's built a lot of awareness. I hope it does build a lot of awareness, because a lot of times in a family, we assume that because we're a family, everybody thinks the same way. A lot of parents tell me, well, I've taught my kids this, they should know this by now, without realizing that a lot of times, well, what happens in life? Kids go to school, kids have different friends, kids see something totally differently than the parent does. And then that way, you know, you have to build a relationship, each parent with each child, to realize what they're being, affected by and why they're thinking may be different from the parents. So in families, there's a lot of discord sometimes, and a lot of these ideas can help with those relationships.
So this topic and so much more in Mary Elena's book, Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships. You talk about situations with coworkers. Talk about that, because right now we're in this era where everybody is entrenched in their own political views and social views, and relationships can be very fragile, especially at work. These are not family members I have to be tolerant of. These are people I work with. Well, talk about situations with coworkers and how delicate that is to find the balance and to find a working relationship.
Well, a lot of times I've had clients come in and they're complaining about a coworker. They're saying they're not working as hard as I am. They talk too much. They don't do this. They don't do that. And I work with them to realize that the best thing that they can do is they need to do whatever their job is 100%. And not worry about the coworker, and not worry about going to tattle on the coworker to the supervisor. But my advice to them is, let the supervisor deal with it. You know, you do your job 100%, and that's all you can do. Don't worry about your coworker. Don't worry about what they're doing or not doing. And if it's a situation where the coworker is affecting you, ask to try to be moved, because you want to do better, not because of what the coworker is doing. So that's the kind of advice I try to give people in that situation. Also with coworkers, sometimes one of your coworkers becomes a supervisor. Sometimes a super becomes a coworker. So that's another situation where I tell people, just focus on your job. Focus on what you're supposed to do. Stop worrying about everybody else.
That's interesting, because you see that happen where you're buddies with somebody and all of a sudden they're elevated and you think you still have that same relationship, yet the dynamics have changed, haven't they? Because they're in charge and you're under them now. And it's interesting, all of the all that goes into forming relationships and maintaining relationships. The book is Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships. Again, I go back to writing this book. Did you ever have any idea when you began counseling, when you began even working with the teenagers in high school, that you'd write a book someday, that you not only would be helping people one-on-one, but writing a book? Was that ever on the bucket list? At some point, I'm going to write a book.
Never, never. No, it was never anything I ever thought about, and am still surprised when I see the book and go, oh my gosh, it really has happened.
Yeah, you know? It's got my name on it, and it's helping people. When you read the reviews, it has to bring you great satisfaction knowing you're able to help these people. Based on all of that and your ongoing work as a counselor, will you continue writing, do you think?
I would like to, yes, definitely. I have another idea for a book, and actually right now I'm almost finished with a booklet for caregivers, because I think that's something that's very important too. And like I say, I'm almost finished with it, and hopefully I'll be done and find some way to publish it. It is just a booklet, but I do have an idea for another book that I'd like to write for hopefully helping older kids with some of the situations they come up with. And that's part of my education from being a high school counselor.
How has that changed, do you think? It's interesting what high school kids go through now as opposed to maybe 20 years ago. I mean, they're exposed to so much more. They lay themselves out there every day because of, you know, social media, just the society we live in. How have you seen those changes, and are there positives in all of these changes?
Well, you know, I'm trying to find a positive in it, because one of the saddest things I see is that kids have lost their social skills. They don't know how to deal with each other without going through, you know, social media, without being on a phone, without doing, you know, technology. Technology has taken over things to the point that kids don't know how to even socialize. You rarely see kids playing outside anymore. They're all on their video games. And just as an example, when I was a counselor in school, I was going between buildings. I saw two girls there that were walking along. I went up to them. They were texting each other as they're walking together.
Amazing.
That's how our social skills, I think, have been lost. And hopefully, by awareness of this, we can get back to learning how to be human with one another.
Our guest on the program is Mary Elena Nina Semko. That's S-E-M-K-O. The book is Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships. You'll find it at Amazon.com, the usual places. Her website is happyhealthyrelationship.net. And of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to her website. What do you hope the takeaway is for readers? What do you hope happens with your book, Little Gems, when people read it?
Well, I hope one of the things that they'll learn is how important it is to listen, to really listen to the other person versus assuming that you know what's going to happen. I hope that they understand that this is a process. It's not magic. You know, people can work at things, and if it doesn't work the first time, hopefully it'll work the second time. But you have to keep trying. You can't give up. And it's not for one person to determine the outcome. It takes, you know, a team of people. It takes two people to build a relationship. And that's the thing. It's not dictated by one person. So hopefully they would learn it's a process and it takes time. But again, as I say, time is our friend. And if it doesn't work the first time, it can work the second time. The important thing is to really listen.
And that is so key. And you wonder sometimes if people are listening because they've got their screens in front of them and their mind is racing and their eyes are, if you're looking at them, are darting all over the place. And just slowing things down and listening to somebody makes all the difference in the world. There are so many different relationships you deal with. What is one of the most important things that people can learn, and what should we do to really improve our relationships?
I think the biggest thing really comes down to listening. Listen to the other person. Because one of the things we do as humans is when somebody is telling us about a problem or a situation, our mind is already working on how am I going to help them? What am I going to say? How am I going to do this? And we've even gotten to the point where sometimes people will say, stop right there. I've got your solution. I know what you can do. instead of listening to the issue and then working together to try and fix it. And that's one of the biggest things I think that we need to do is listen.
One of the, there's so many intriguing chapters in Nina's book. The book is Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships. Mary Elena Nina Semko, the author, S-E-M-K-O. Book at Amazon, happyhealthyrelationship.net is her website. Differences in Thinking, Men and Women, and Compromise. Boy, there's a whole lot there in that title. Let's talk about the difference in thinking between men and women. Sometimes as we establish relationships, is that a fault that we have, that we see people in relationships the way, based on our gender?
Yes, exactly. And that's something that I've learned in working with couples over the years that has greatly helped me in understanding how people in a variety of situations think. You know, with seeing a man and a woman together and listening to what they say, they think very, very differently. You know, men think in a ladder-like way, so to speak, where we women think in a ball of emotion. So those types of different thinkings can prevent us from really understanding how the other person sees the same thing we're looking at. So that's been a huge understanding and education for me, just learning how differently men and women think.
The other key word in there is compromise. Talk about that, because for some people, compromise just isn't in their vocabulary. That's difficult for them to do. How important is compromise?
Oh, it's extremely important, and it is rarely 50-50. It can be 60-40, 70-30, 90-10. You know, it can be agreeing to disagree completely. But compromise, when I talk about that, it's dealing with an issue, coming up with a solution that works for both people. And what I always suggest to do is write things down, write down your compromise. Because since men and women think differently, they may hear it and think something totally differently. So if you write it down, you can both read it, you can both understand it, and then try to live to that compromise. And just because you write it down doesn't mean you can't change it. Because we can come to a compromise with someone and then realize, you know, that's not quite working, it's not quite what we thought it was, so let's see how we can change it a little bit so that it works better for us. But that's compromise. It can be changed at any time. And just because somebody has compromised, so to speak, one way three times doesn't mean it's their turn. But you do it for the better and the best of the relationship.
Mary Elena Nina Semko is our guest on the program, author of Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships, book available at Amazon, her website. I'll give you all that as we go through the program. What is the most prevalent factor, do you think, in building relationships? And then I'll ask you the other side of that, in destroying relationships. First of all, in building, what's maybe the most important one or two building blocks in building a relationship?
Really listening, again, going back to listening to the other person and realizing that no two people have the same backgrounds. No two people think exactly the same way. And that's where the listening comes in, to think about, even in families, even family members don't exactly think the same way. So that's the important part of that is trying to listen.
What breaks up relationships? Do you have one or two things, items, that behaviors that you see prevalent in breaking up relationships?
People who aren't willing to try, people who think I am right and that's the way it is, and you have to conform to me because I have more experience than you do, or I am older, or whatever. But a lot of people, you know, some relationships just do not work because someone will not bend in any way.
You know, interesting talking about bending. One of the areas you go into in talking about couples and families focus on those, present and divorced. Divorce changes the dynamic a lot, doesn't it? How do you deal with the relationship when suddenly it's dramatically changed?
Well, one of the things that's so important in divorced families is to think about the fact that you're tied together for the lifetime of that child or children that you share. And those are the people that should be considered the most important, not whether you win or I have more time or you have more time with them. But think about the children. Think about how their lives are going. Think about their feelings about situations. And that's the thing that's most important in divorced families, if you have children together, because you have to work with them. Think about the hurt you're imposing on a child if you don't, you know, allow them to go to something special because it wasn't your weekend with them or something like that. So that's the thing that parents need to work better together to help the child, whatever it is that the child is needing at the time.
Couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned in the beginning, one of the areas you talk about, you address, is loss of relationships. Talk about that, how difficult that is to get through the loss of a relationship.
Sometimes it's a matter of understanding that there is a loss in the relationship, that for whatever reason, it just didn't work. Neither party is willing to bend, or whatever it may be. And sometimes it's a matter of accepting it and realizing it's not necessarily all my fault. You know, it's not because I couldn't change. It's accepting the situation and dealing with it. And I write in there a variety of ways to hopefully be able to help people deal with it. But sometimes it's a matter of realizing that it's not all my fault. It's not all the other person's fault. It just didn't work.
I want to go back to a topic you mentioned, the new book, the booklet you're working on, Caregivers. Talk about why you think that's so important. We see so many family members that are thrust into that position, maybe thought they never would be, of being a caregiver. What are your thoughts on that? And talk a little bit about the booklet you're working on, because I see this helping so many people as well as the book Little Gems.
Well, I started the booklet for caregivers thinking only of caregivers in like hospice situations, in nursing homes, in assisted living, and then started realizing, you know, there's caregivers in homes all over the place. One of the things I've had experience with is seeing how the elderly or people with terminal illnesses are being cared for and not listen to. They have thoughts, they have feelings too. I've seen people in nursing homes where the caregiver comes in and turns off their TV and says, okay, you better get in bed or go to bed or go to sleep or whatever, and the person isn't even finished watching their show. Or somebody comes in and switches the channel because they think they should watch something else. Something as simple as that, a lot of times, is very hurtful. Or sometimes people want to share about memories they have and just talk a little bit about, I remember this, I remember that, this reminded me of that. And a lot of times caregivers don't listen. Again, assuming, oh, yeah, I know, you're just talking about that, no big deal. You know, I've heard you say that 10 times already. But the person needs to express themselves. And that's why my booklet is called Please Listen, I'm Fading Away. You know, and people want to be heard. They want to be treated as a human being until the end of their lives.
Well, I hope we have a chance to talk about that as well, because that book is so important, as is this book, dealing with relationships. And boy, the one word to take away from our conversation is listen. It makes life better for everybody, doesn't it? If we just keep our mouth shut for a while and listen, observe, watch, and it helps everybody. It helps to build relationships. The book is Little Gems to Improve Life's Relationships. Mary Elena Nina Semko, S-E-M-K-O, is the author. It's easy to read. It will lead to happier, healthier relationships of all kinds. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Her website is happyhealthyrelationship.net. I'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Nina, a pleasure having you on the program. Time has gone by too quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Take care.
It's been a pleasure, Mary Elena Nina Semko. The book is Little Gems. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.